वो चार आदमी थे गए। दफा मेरे कन्ने यहाँ पे मैं क्या अल्लाह से यहाँ मेरा क्या कसूर है, मैं माफ कर रही हूँ, मेरा कोई कसूर नहीं। मेरे ख्वाल है खड़ा जो करें नहीं पे अल्लाह से माफ।
These men are bastards. They have not only humiliated us, but an entire nation. They should be put to death.
Crime against humanity.
This is the biggest fraud. The history of Pakistan.
Legally speaking, if a man has sexual relations with his wife, it isn't rape. And they were married. They were witnesses.
She's unique. Most women become silent victims.
It's not a such case. There are hundreds of such cases. She was not lucky because the media picked up on it.
Severe bruising.
You and I both know what kind of a woman is divorced, don't we?
Based on my exam, I say with certainty that Mukhtar Mai was raped.
Isolated, backward, and poor. This is Mirwala, a small farming village in Pakistan. Home to Mukhtarin, a gentle-natured Quran teacher. A hard-working woman, Mukhtarin supports her family by teaching and tailoring. On June 22nd, 2002, Mukhtarin's world is shattered by a series of tragic events that unfold on that day. Mukhtarin's younger brother, 15-year-old Shakur, is found on a romantic tryst with Salma, a girl from the upper caste Mastoi clan. Outraged, the three men who find them, Salma's brothers, punish the lower caste boy for his indiscretion. Fearing for her own life, Salma denies any involvement with Shakur. Mukhtarin pays the price for her brother's mistake. The Mastois drag her to their home and gang rape her to avenge their dishonor. Mirwala would like to forget what happened and move on. But Mukhtarin won't let them. Community pressure, degradation, and death threats are unable to silence Mukhtarin, who remains undaunted in her quest for justice. Mukhtarin's bravery inspires other women to break the silence. She inadvertently becomes a human rights crusader. This is her story.
Good morning. My name is Lena Khan, and I'm with the Asian American Network Against the Abuse of Human Rights. Thank you for joining us today as we welcome and honor Mukhtar Mai, a woman whose courage has become an inspiration for women all around the world. Please join me in a moment of silence as we remember the victims of the earthquake in Pakistan, India, in Kashmir. Please join me in a moment of silence. Thank you. I'd like to begin by sharing a poem with you entitled, I Can Survive. This poem was written in honor of Mukhtar Mai on her visit to the United States by Aisha Iftikhar. I can survive, even as the din of voices in a sea of confusion try to drown me out. I hold on to the river's edge and teach myself to swim. 1,000 fingers point at me, 1,000 tongues wag, 1,000 heads shake in disapproval, 1,000 eyes pierce through my back. I was violated, my mind, body, and spirit, stripped of my dignity. I was paraded naked before my very kin, my bruised and battered body for all to see. I stood alone amidst the laughing crowd, even my own turned away from me. But that was yesterday. I am here today, no longer weak. Look at me. I am still standing, still talking, still laughing. Those 1,000 eyes and 1,000 tongues and 1,000 fingers cannot take away the hope within this one heart. This one heart that with every beat affirms the song of my survival. This poem that I just read in my mind captures the essence of Mukhtar Mai's spirit. After suffering the worst form of violation, Mukhtar Mai emerged not only a survivor, but a champion for human rights, a leader, a teacher, and a role model. Her strength and resilience have given hope to thousands of survivors of rape in Pakistan, a country where a rape victim is more often treated as the criminal. In her pursuit for truth and justice, Mukhtar Mai has rightfully been compared to Rosa Parks, a woman whose bravery has changed the course of history in this country. Mukhtar Mai's actions have similarly sparked a movement for women's rights, both within Pakistan and in the diaspora, and there is no turning back. She reminds us that the women of Pakistan deserve better, and her actions have exemplified the true meaning of the word honor. Mukhtar Mai's journey has truly been remarkable, and her legacy in the area of women's rights in Pakistan is only beginning. She firmly believes that only through education can the mistreatment and oppression of women end, and the school that she has opened in her village of Mirwala has already transformed the lives of hundreds of young girls. Her courageous and resilient spirit makes me proud to be a Pakistani-American woman, and I look up to her as my heroine. It is our deepest honor to have Mukhtar Mai with us today. She will be joined by her friend and supporter, Naseem Akhtar, who is also from Mirwala. Naseem Akhtar has also been working with Mukhtar Mai in running the school for girls in their village, and her story is also compelling. They will be joined by Dr. Amna Buthar, president of the Asian American Network Against Abuse of Human Rights, who will be the interpreter. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mukhtar Mai. Before we begin our conversation with Mukhtar, please welcome Sita Hellerich of the Asian Social Issues Program at the Asia Society. Sita Hellerich.
Thank you, Luna. Good morning. My name is Sita Hellerich from the Asian Social Issues Program at the Asia Society. I would like to welcome you all here this morning for a very important and timely event on human rights in Pakistan. We are especially pleased to be collaborating on this event today in light of our very successful and thought-provoking event with Azma Jahangir last week at the Asia Society. As many of you know, Azma Jahangir is a leading international human rights advocate and activist who also played an integral role in the case of Mukhtar and Mai in Pakistan. This morning, we will have opportunity to hear directly from Mukhtar and Mai, who will speak about the opportunities for safeguarding human rights and women's rights in particular. I hope our discussion today will also underscore the need for judiciary reform to uphold women's rights not only in Pakistan, but all over the world. The Asian Social Issues Program at the Asia Society is an exciting and timely initiative which looks at critical social and human rights issues across Asia, but also, most importantly, highlights the kind of innovative and cutting-edge action that is being generated in response to these issues. In a continuation of today's discussion, we have several interesting upcoming events related to South Asia and human rights in general. If you are interested, please visit our website for more information. I would also like to thank the Asian American Network Against Abuse of Human Rights, Amnesty International's Women's Action Team, and our other co-sponsors for helping to organize this event here in New York. And most importantly, Mukhtar and Mai, for sharing her time with us this morning. I thank you all for joining us here today. Welcome again.
I'd like to welcome Purvi Shah, Executive Director of Sakhi for South Asian Women, who will be speaking. Sakhi is a co-sponsor of this event.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you all for coming on a Saturday morning to an event that is going to be profound and something very important for all of us to do. Thank you to Anna and especially Lena for helping to organize this, as well as Amnesty's Women's Rights Action Team. We at Sakhi are so honored and privileged to be able to support this event to somebody who has faced extraordinary circumstances. We all know that Ms. Mai was suffering from violation sexually, physically. We all know that her dignity was taken from her. But what is extraordinary about this situation is that she was able to turn these circumstances and become a beacon for the whole world, not just herself, but really for the whole world. And that truly is amazing. Today, we here think about Pakistan in a country where people say, the government officials suggest that rape, sexual assault, domestic violence doesn't occur because records aren't kept. But we know the truth. We know that it does occur. And it's women like Mukhtar and Mai who are able to make this show, to show this light to everyone else. But let us not forget that this abuse also happens here in the United States. We at Sakhi see that there are many women who call us for assistance as well. This year, we have almost 600 new calls already for support. And just recently, last week, a woman in Maryland named Yvette Cade was lit by her husband and burned and is in critical condition now. We know here that this happened because a judge dismissed her order of protection, and he was able to take that action. So while we demand justice in Pakistan, in South Asia, we too should remember that we must demand justice here in America as well. So I call upon all of you. We have a role model, an inspiration, an ordinary woman who has done something extraordinary. And I ask each of you today to create change, to take action, and to use your ordinary lives to make a difference for peace. Thank you.
We'll now hear from Shabnam Farooqi, President of the Islamic Law Students Association of NYU. Ms. Farooqi will read a statement in support of Mukhtar Mai issued by a coalition of Muslim organizations of North America. Please welcome Shabnam Farooqi.
I've been asked to read from a statement written by 8 national and 16 regional organizations speaking out against the atrocity committed against Mukhtar Mai and in support of her bravery and quest for justice. I just want to say, as a future Muslim lawyer, I'm familiar with human rights abuses, and yet still I was shocked and deeply saddened by the abuse that inflicted upon Mukhtar Mai in the name of Islam, in the name of so-called Islamic justice. Muslims in America and beyond, and particularly Muslim lawyers, have a duty to fight against crimes committed in the name of Islam. What happened to Mukhtar Mai was first and foremost a crime against humanity, which was motivated by brutality, violence, and degradation. And it was secondly a crime against Islam. As a woman, a Muslim, and a lawyer, I'm proud to read from this statement of solidarity and true Islamic justice. We, the undersigned Muslim organizations, recognize and wholly support the struggle of Mukhtar and Mai, a Pakistani woman, to obtain justice for the wrongs committed against her. Sexual violence, and I'm reading parts, sexual violence is not, nor has ever been, a legitimate means of punishment in Islam. To the contrary, classical Muslim jurists treated rape as one of the most serious crimes requiring severe punishment of those responsible. Moreover, Mukhtar and Mai's sentence violated the basic principle of Islamic due process that no one is liable for the actions of another, a principle grounded in the Quran itself. Nevertheless, there was insufficient recognition of these Islamic principles in the official treatment of Mukhtar and Mai by the legal and political system in Pakistan, a country that purports to uphold Islamic law in its constitution. We applaud and support Mukhtar and Mai's refusal to be silent and her willingness to stand up for justice in the spirit of the Quranic exhortation to, quote, stand out firmly for justice as witnesses to Allah, even as against yourselves or your parents or your kin, and whether it be against rich or poor, end quote. We support her struggle to draw attention not just to herself, but to any and all victims of sexual violence. Every year, thousands of women in Muslim countries and communities around the world are subjected to sexual violence under the pretense of legal or political justifications. Many of these women never obtain justice because of cultural norms that promote shame and silence, or because of legal systems that are unwilling to or ineffective in responding to sexual violence. We challenge our communities to recognize the reality of sexual violence and to speak out against it and to create legal structures that bring justice and accountability to those responsible. No one should interpret this statement against sexual violence and for human dignity as a statement to malign Islam or the state of Pakistan. It is precisely for Islam and for legitimate, accountable Muslim government that we urge that such atrocities be met with swift justice by Muslim authorities whenever they occur in Muslim lands. We believe that without Muslim-led condemnation of injustice occurring in Muslim countries, the global community itself leaves itself vulnerable to the charge that Muslims are unable to correct their own wrongs without prodding by external secular pressure. This statement from Mukhtar and Mai stands in opposition to that charge and is our effort to live by the Quranic exhortation to stand out firmly for justice, even when those responsible for the injustice are Muslims. We also recognize and support the individuals and civil society organizations around the world that have become involved in Mukhtar and Mai's struggle directly or through spreading awareness about her case. We join this chorus as a coalition of American Muslim organizations to emphasize that we share the concerns of so many that have spoken out about this issue. It is as Muslims that we oppose sexual abuse of women in any form, and that we stand in solidarity with our Pakistani sister, Mukhtar and Mai. She is welcome in any of our communities to raise awareness for her struggle. May God continue to give her strength. Thank you.
Thank you, Shabnam. Please welcome Rubina Niaz, Executive Director of Turning Point for Women and Families. Rubina will facilitate a conversation with Mukhtar Mai, Naseem Akhtar, and Dr. Amna Buthar with the audience.
Good morning and Assalamu Alaikum, everyone. I'm just so honored to be here in the presence of Mukhtar Mai and her friend Naseem from Pakistan. It is a moment that empowers us and saddens us at the same time. And as we start this segment of the program, I just also want to say how saddened we are at the end of Ramadan, and we just celebrated Eid Thursday and Friday, that it's a really sad moment for us given the devastation of the earthquake in Pakistan. And so I ask all of you to remember the victims as we go through the program today. And before we start the Q&A, I just wanted to make an announcement. There will be a worldwide vigil for the South Asia earthquake victims organized by saquake.org at Union Square South Plaza on Tuesday, November 8th from 6 to 8 p.m. Please join us in marking the 1 month anniversary by lighting a candle in support of the victims and the survivors. I'm just going to lay down some of the ground rules. We have two mics and two aisles over here. Please line up for your questions as we go. If we can just keep it to five or six people at a time, and we'll take one question. We also need to do simultaneous translation. So for those of you who understand and speak Urdu, you can do that in Urdu, and Mukhtara and Naseem and Amna can respond as needed. And if you speak in English, then I will do the translation for Mukhtara and then translate her response back to you. And if I'm missing out anything, please, one of you can just help me out there. So, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I stepped out for a moment. We'll have Amna and Mukhtar make a statement, and Naseem also? Okay, so they're going to make an opening statement before we start this segment. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Dr. Amna Buthar. I'm the president and co-founder of Asian American Network,
against abuse of human rights. And we formed this organization 3 years ago to really be an advocacy organization for primarily to focus on women's rights. And with that's all our work has been around women's rights, and our goal and mission is to really be able to help improve conditions for women in Pakistan, especially help maybe eventually change or repeal some of the unjust laws that exist, which is why a lot of the problems happen. Today we are witnessing really her story being rewritten. And I say her story because it's really her story, not history. You know, this Mukhtar Mai is a soft-spoken woman who looks so fragile, and she's defying the odds. She said no to oppression, no to injustice, no to the system where poor people, and especially women, are treated like property. She did this because she had no choice. In the darkest hour of her life, she wished for death or for a life where she would fight for justice. One way or another, there was no in between. It is this choice which sets her apart from everyone else. This is what Rosa Parks did. She chose to assert herself, assert her right to exist freely despite the oppressive attitude of her area, her regime, and oppressive attitude of people in her country at that time. Neither of these women knew that by making a certain choice, they would be changing history or her story. Mukhtar Bibi is Rosa Parks of Pakistan. Her bravery and courage has gotten her the title of the bravest woman in the world by Glamour magazine. It is important to understand that oppression is everywhere, and we have to stand behind those who are trying to fight it. We must not be judgmental towards people or the country. We must let Mukhtar and others within Pakistan do it. What we can do is support her and stand by her. We also need to understand that it is not Islam. Mukhtar Bibi is a devout Muslim and would never want anyone to think bad of her religion. It is the violent nature of human beings that does this, not Islam. Islam is a religion of peace. And Mukhtar Bibi says that herself. And it is the violent nature of human beings that oppresses people, whether it is Mirwala or Darfur or Rwanda or Alabama. This is why we have to stand behind Mukhtar and make sure that her voice gets heard. And poor and oppressed people and of the world find hope and courage and stand up to injustice and fight for justice. People say we sympathize with Mukhtar Mai. And I say, I don't sympathize with Mukhtar Mai. She doesn't need my sympathy. She doesn't even need my help. I'm proud and honored. I'm proud of Mukhtar Mai. And I'm honored to be present in the world around the time when there is people like Mukhtar Mai who stand up to injustice, who stand up to oppression and say no more. I do not sympathize with her, and I don't want you to sympathize with her either. She has taken her victimhood and turned it into heroic measures. She has become an icon for the world. She took the money that was given to her by the government and opened 2 schools. In her area, there were never any schools. Now there is children getting educated. But she is not just about the schools. She has started a movement. Tens of 20s of people, men, women, and children, show up at her doorstep every day, thinking she can do miracles, because she has shown people that one human being can make a difference. People around the world are finding hope in her. There are women in this country, there are Pakistani women in this country whose husbands have been deported, who are being harassed by forces and country government here, who are now thinking, who are being oppressed and who are being victimized, who are now thinking, Mukhtar Bibi gives them hope. There is hope, and that is what Mukhtar Bibi stands for. So we must listen to her, hear her story, and hear what she has to say to us. And we must keep the hope alive. We must keep her movement alive. We cannot let it go back now, because from now on, from this day forward, there is hope. There is hope that one day in Pakistan, in America, in the whole world, there will be a just world. So with this, I give to you Mukhtar Bibi.
मैं आप सबका यहाँ आने का शुक्रिया अदा करती हूँ.
My brothers and sisters, my sisters and brothers, assalamu alaikum. I thank all of you to come here.
मुझे बहुत खुशी है कि आप मेरे मिशन में आप सब ने जिस कदर साथ दिया है उससे मेरा हौसला बढ़ा है.
The support that all of you have provided to me in my mission has increased my courage.
मैं जुल्म के खिलाफ लड़ रही हूँ, जहाँ ख़वातीन गरीब के खिलाफ ज़्यादती होती है.
I'm fighting a fight against oppression, where poor and women are being violated.
ये ज़्यादती वहाँ के वडेरे जागीरदार जिम्मेदार करते हैं.
This violation is done by the big landlords and feudals.
जिनके पास ताकत दौलत होती है.
They are the ones who have the power and money.
मगर मेरे पास इसी हालात को बदलने के लिए अल्लाह ताला का और आप सबका साथ है.
But all I have, but to change such conditions, all I have is God's support and all of you's support.
मैं जुल्म को इल्म से खत्म करूंगी.
I will end oppression with education.
जो ख़वातीन तहफ़ुज़ का जिनमें लोगों के ताकत मेरे साथ है.
I will try to provide protection for women, and I have people's power with me.
Inshallah, हक सच की फतह होती है.
God willing, truth will get victory.
आप सबका बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया.
Thank you very much. It is indeed a victory for poor and for people. And the bigger victory is that 3 years ago, Mukhtar Bibi could not read or write. And today she read you a statement that she wrote. So this is a very big victory.
I just wanted to say a couple of words about Turning Point for Women and Families, and I'm so encouraged by Mukhtaram Bibi's presence amongst us. We founded Turning Point in December of 2004 and opened our offices in May this year to address domestic violence among the Muslim communities here in New York. It's the first organization that works to address domestic violence within the Muslim community and beyond all ethnic backgrounds. So no matter where the woman is from, as long as she identifies herself as a Muslim, we work with her and we provide services, and we are trying to raise awareness about domestic violence in this city and as well as our community, and we're trying to break the silence around it. Of course, given the aftermath of 9/11, it has made it exceedingly difficult for us because the community is being judged in so many ways, and everything that we do or don't do is judged by calling Islam the problem. And so you can imagine how hard it is. But looking at Mukhtaram, I feel if she can work the way she's doing her work and fight against oppression coming from where she is, and given the system she's living in, my work and our work should not be so hard. So I'm going to open up for questions now. People, just remember the rules. Limit your questions to questions, please, and keep them brief and keep them concise. Phrase them as a question, no comments and no long commentaries. You probably will get some time at the end of the program to chat with Mukhtaram Bibi if she's still around. And so just limit yourself to questions and be mindful of the fact that there are other people in the room who will want to ask questions. Just a quick reminder, if you would please refrain from asking Mukhtaram any questions about the incident itself. We want to respect her and we want to honor her presence, and that's not going to help any of us. So please refrain from asking direct questions about the incident itself. You may ask questions related to her life afterwards and her work and everything else that you want to. Thank you.
Hello?
Can you just give your name first? Give your name, and if you're representing an organization, the organization's name before you ask your question.
Well, my name is Pramila Srivastava, and actually this question, I think I'm representing myself as a human being and as a woman and as a mother. So it's in that capacity that I ask this question. And the question is for both Anna as well as for Mukhtar Bibi. And I'm sorry, I can't be concise because I'm going to use my broken Urdu to try to ask Mukhtar Bibi directly. Assalamu alaikum, Mukhtar Bibi. Hum bahut khush hai ki aap aayi is desh mein, is desh ke aurat ko himmat dene ke liye. Lekin main ye sawal poochna chahti hoon ki maine suna ki aap Washington DC gayi thi aur wahan aap yahan ka sarkari se mili. Congress or Christina Roca se mili aur bahut sare log yahan ka sarkari se mili aur ye mujhko samajh nahi aata hai ki aap in log se kyon mili aur kya poochna kya mangna aaye ya kya batana aaye ye aur aap aur Laura Bush ne aap jab aapko Glamour magazine ka award mila hai Laura Bush ne aapka introduction diya hai. और मैं ये पूछना चाहती हूँ कि जिस देश और जिस लोग किसी के दुनिया का हक का कोई परवाह नहीं करते हैं वो एक इराक में 100,000 लोग मारे हैं बड़े बूढ़े बच्चे एक लाख लाख लोग मारे हैं वहाँ और सारा दुनिया को कहा किसी का परवाह नहीं करते आराम से छोटी छोटी बच्ची जैसी मेरी बच्ची वहाँ है आराम से बम फेंक सकते हैं तो मैं ये पूछना चाहती हूँ आपका कोई अंदाज़ा है कोई आपने कभी सोचा या पूछा कि इन लोग जो है आपका परवाह क्यों कर रहे हैं आप आपके बारे में क्यों परेशान है पाकिस्तान का औरतें का हक का क्यों परेशान है जब वो इराक का औरतें का कोई परवाह नहीं करते
I have to intervene. Thank you. Just for those of you who don't understand Urdu or Hindi, the question was to Mukhtara Bibi.
Can you
translate
him, sir? I can for me. Thank you.
We're translating. Excuse me, please. Would you take your seat?
I'm just saying. I just volunteered to translate in her native language, and she's.
No, we have somebody.
She's forced to speak in Urdu.
Can we have some? Can you translate this in English?
Yes, please. I would request you to take a seat so we can proceed. I will translate it in English for people. Who don't understand Urdu, and we'll get the response from Mukhtara. What we don't want is people taking over the mic and moderating this session. So please, I urge you to take your seat. Thank you.
Ma'am, nobody's taking over the mic. It's a very important question, and I think that we can let Mukhtar Mai answer directly if she understands it in her own language.
You have asked your question. I need to translate the question for the audience. And
she understands Urdu. Right. She understood your question. So that's why you give us a chance to translate it in English.
Would you please? You've asked your question. May I ask you to please sit down?
Sure. I'll wait
so
for
we
my
can respond.
Answer. I'll wait.
All right. The question to Mukhtara Bibi was that here she is in the U.S. and she gave a briefing to the Congress. Why is it that she is reaching out to the American government that has committed? Human rights violation around the world and is killing people in the Muslim world, that Mukhtara felt it was important for her to approach the Congress and make a plea for women's rights over there. Please sit down.
Wait. Can I please translate my own question properly?
No, please. We did it.
Okay.
And
could
you please sit down?
Okay, just give Mukhtara a couple of minutes to respond, please, and take a seat. And may I urge the audience, please, not to engage in this kind of an interaction. Limit yourself to questions so Mukhtara can use her time. It's very, very precious. She's leaving for Pakistan today. And we need to make the most of our time together with her. So let's just do that. Thank you.
Could we let Mukhtar Bibi answer the question?
By turn, please. Please wait to take the mic and speak up when it's your turn. Thank you.
पहले तो मैं आपसे पूछती हूँ आप जो यहाँ रह रही हैं आप जहाँ जुल्म हो रहे हैं आप यहाँ क्या कर रही हैं
Mukhtara's response was in one sentence and she said I want to ask you those of you who live in this country and if this kind of thing this is going on what are you doing living in this country about the issues that you just raised okay we have to take that question can you introduce yourself please next question thank you
can you hear me
is it working
is this working
yeah
I'm sorry that I don't speak Urdu. My name is Annie Gabole. I'll ask my question in English. I don't represent any organization.
Keep it brief and
sure.
Just a question, please.
Sure.
Thank you.
My question is not of a political nature. I'm curious that Mukhtar Bibi, you asked that, you mentioned that you used, you had God as kind of your guidance during this traumatic experience. I was wondering if during the darkest moments, if there were any other people, family members or other women that you had that during those darkest moments you were able to turn to for hope and guidance during this, that kept you going and kept you fighting during moments that you didn't think you would be able to continue on.
Right. Thank you.
جی میرے ساتھ اس وقت اللہ کے سوا اور ماں کے سوا اور اسی وقت کوئی نہیں تھا.
At that time, other than God or my mother, there was nobody else on my side. It was my her mother who really just supported her. I can also, if you want, you do you want her to elaborate more or this? No.
This side, please, Anis. Okay.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum.
Mukhtar Bibi, mera naam Anis Mirza hai aur mera Karachi ke ek akhbar se taluq tha. To ab main yahan aake rehti hu kyunki mere bacche yahan hain. Mera sawal jo hai wo ye hai ki aapne zamindari aur wahan jo ziyadatiyan jo wadeiron ki hai jisse main waqif hu کیونکہ میرا اخبار سے تعلق رہا ہے. آپ یہ بتائیے کہ جب آپ واپس جائیں گی اور جو بھی آپ کاروائی کر رہی ہیں اور جو بھی آپ شروع کر رہی ہیں, آپ کی کس حد تک حفاظت جو ہے ہوگی اس ماحول میں جہاں آپ کے ساتھ زیادتی ہوئی ہے؟ کیا ہے کہ آپ اکیلی رہ رہی ہیں, تو کیا اللہ تعالیٰ کے سہارے آپ چلیں گی جیسے کہ آپ کہہ چکی ہیں؟
تھینک یو. The translation of this is Anis Mirza. She's a foreign correspondent for Dawn Pakistan, and her question to Mukhtara was that you took this fight against the feudal lords and people in power in Pakistan. How do you think you would be protected in that environment given the odds that you're living with? Do you think that you are protected by God alone, or is there anything else that's happening to protect your security?
Ji pehle to inshallah Allah taala hamare sath hai. Inshallah jo kuch Allah taala ki taraf likhi hui hai wo to insaan ke sath honi hai, lekin phir bhi police hai wahan par, pura pura intezam hai.
She's saying first of all she looks to God for her protection, and then the police in the town where she lives has been supportive and helpful, and so that's how she does it. Next question.
Hi, my name is Phoebe Schreiner. I work for the Open Society Institute, the Network Women's Program, which is like a women's rights division. It's a human rights foundation, and I just returned from a forum called, it's the AWID Forum, which is the largest sort of gathering of global women's rights activists from all over the world outside the UN process. So one of the issues that came up was how culture, all over the world, how culture is being used to undermine women's rights, and this is one of the biggest challenges for global women's rights activists today. And so my question is, particularly for Pakistan, is how can funders, and I ask this question in case there are other funders in the audience, but how can, what do you suggest for us to kind of support, to help in this area for women's rights advocacy in Pakistan? Or perhaps South Asia more broadly.
She'll answer it.
جو لوگ پیسے دیتے ہیں جیسے امریکی یا ادھر اور بھی جو تنظیم ہے جو پیسے دیتی ہیں وہاں پہ این جی اوز کو, ان کے لیے آپ کے پاس کیا پیغام ہے؟ این جی اوز کو دیتے ہیں
جی. حالی فی الحال جو این جی او وہاں پر کام کرتی ہیں حالی تک شہروں میں, زیادہ تر گاؤں میں نہیں ہیں. میں چاہتی ہوں گاؤں میں بھی یہ تنظیمیں جا کر کام کریں غریبوں کے لیے, غریب عورتوں کے لیے, غریب مردوں کے لیے, غریب بوڑھے بچوں کے لیے.
She,
The funders that are funding NGOs are all in cities. I would like to see work being done in villages, in the rural areas for poor people, for poor women, poor children, and poor men and older people. It needs to be done in those areas. Thank you. That is what our advice is to funders. You know, you fund movements, and that is great. It is very important to fund the cities and the big cities, and that is what we have found out by working for women's rights for past 3 years and done exploratory work in Pakistan, that majority of the work is being done in the cities, and when you try to find grassroots organization, then she's not even an organization, but grassroots movements like Mukhtar Mai, they have to really just work on no money, nothing. I mean, before Nicholas Kristof wrote about her, she was trying to sell her earrings or sell her share of the goats to keep the school going. So despite all odds, there are some such very little movements that are happening in other areas, but the funders must fund those.
Okay, to save time, if anyone has any specific organizations, I'd love to hear about it. I'm just sitting here. Thank you.
We'll take a question from this side.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Afsa Johar. I'm going to ask my question in Punjabi for Mukhtar Ji. Mukhtar Ji, my name is Afsa Johar. I want to say that Pakistani and Muslim and a Gujar fan have come to this country, which has a lot of support. ਤੇ ਇੱਕ ਸਵਾਲ ਪੁੱਛਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਕਿ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੱਜ ਜਾਣ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਅਗਰ ਇੱਕ ਚੀਜ਼ ਅਸੀਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਲਈ ਕਰ ਸਕੀਏ ਉਹ ਕੀ ਹੋਵੇਗੀ
ਓਕੇ ਦੀ ਕੁਐਸਚਨ ਇਜ਼ ਫਰਸਟ ਸ਼ੀ ਐਕਸਪ੍ਰੈਸਡ ਹਰ ਸਪੋਰਟ ਐਂਡ ਸ਼ੀ ਸੈਡ ਆਫਟਰ ਵਾਟ ਹਰ ਕੁਐਸਚਨ ਵਾਸ ਦੈਟ ਆਫਟਰ ਸ਼ੀ ਲੀਵਸ ਹਿਅਰ ਵਾਟ ਇਜ਼ ਇਟ ਦੈਟ ਦੇ ਕੈਨ ਡੂ ਟੂ ਸਪੋਰਟ ਮੁਖਤਾਰਾਜ਼ ਵਰਕ ਵਨ ਥਿੰਗ
جی آپ سب لوگ میرا ساتھ دے رہے ہیں یہی میرے لیے کافی ہے آپ کا بہت بہت شکریہ انشاءاللہ مجھے امید دیتے رہیں گے
she just said was that she's grateful for your support and she hopes that the support will continue
السلام علیکم
وعلیکم السلام
میرا نام احمد ہے میں آپ سے پوچھنا
Yes.
میں آپ سے پوچھنا چاہ رہا تھا کہ جب آپ پاکستان واپس جائیں گی تو آپ اور کیا کرنا چاہ رہی ہیں وہاں اپنے دو اسکولس کھلے ہیں تو آپ اور کیا کریں گے
The question is she's opened two schools already when she goes back to Pakistan what more would she like to do
جی وہاں پر ایک تو میرا ارادہ ہے ہسپتال بنانے کا اور دوسرا میرا ارادہ ہے وہاں پر ایک پوری ٹیم وکیل جیسے ایک تنظیم دا پورا عملہ ہوندے ایک جیسے سواری ہوندی ہے سواری ہو جہاں پر بھی ظلم ہو وہاں پر ہماری ٹیم پہنچے
One minute.
I want to open a hospital in my area also. And then I have a proposal for a project where I would like to have a whole team with doctors, lawyers, and a team of our organization with a van where we can go wherever there are such violations happening and help people in their area provide legal, medical, and social help.
Thank you. We have to take another question.
السلام علیکم مختار بی بی میرا نام انیدا ہے تو میں یہ سوال پوچھنا چاہ رہی تھی کہ پچھلے مہینے جنرل پرویز مشرف آئے تھے تو مجھے لگا کہ ان کی باتوں سے سن کر کہ وہ وومن رائٹ کے بارے میں کافی اسٹیپس لے رہے ہیں لیکن آپ کے کیس میں مجھے لگا کہ وہ پاکستان کی امیج میں زیادہ فکر مند ہے تو آپ کا کیس کو زیادہ سیریسلی نہیں لے رہے تھے تو میں بس آپ کو مزید پریشان نہیں کرنا چاہتی لیکن میں بس آپ سے پوچھنا چاہتی کہ آپ کے دل پہ کیا گزرتی ہے جب آپ اس طرح کے نیگیٹو کامنٹس سنتی ہیں اور میڈیا سے سنتی ہیں تو بس یہ پوچھنا چاہتی
تھینک یو دی کوسچن از شی سیڈ پریزیڈنٹ مشرف واز ان دی یو ایس لاسٹ منتھ اینڈ ہی اسپوک ایٹ ویریس پلیسز اینڈ His comments were often negative about Mukhtara Bibi and the work that, that people are doing to support her. And how does she feel when she gets that kind of a response from the government or Musharraf?
جی مجھے اس وقت دکھ ہوا تھا ایک پاکستان کا سربراہ ہو کر عورتوں کے بارے ایسی بات کہتا ہے کیونکہ میں سمجھتی ہوں کوئی عورت بھی نہیں چاہتی نہ اس کو کینیڈا کے ویزے کی ضرورت ہوتی ہے نہ اس کو امریکہ کے ویزے کی ضرورت ہوتی ہے وہ تو غریب ہوتے ہیں تو اس کو پتہ بھی نہیں ہوتا کیا ہوتا ہے آگے ہماری ایف آئی آر کاٹی جاتی ہے کہ نہیں کاٹی جاتی ایک کس کو پتہ ہوتا ہے اس نے امریکہ جانا ہے اس نے کینیڈا جانا ہے یہ بالکل صحیح بات نہیں ہے مجھے بھی اس چیز کا دکھ لگا
I was deeply saddened by it. The head of our country, it just does not seem right that he would say such a thing. A poor woman, why would a woman want to go to Canada or America? When this happens to a woman, she is not concerned about such things. That at that moment, she is concerned about trying to get justice, trying to get you know, whether the police report will happen or not, and what will happen. Why would somebody want to do this? It is, I'm very, very sad about such statements.
Thank you. Yes.
Hello, Assalamu alaikum. My name is Faisal. I wanted to find out what your interaction has been with the Pakistani government, more specifically on the senior level with President Musharraf and Prime Minister Shaukat Aziz.
You mean, like, has she met them?
Yeah, if there has been any direct correspondence between the president's office or the prime minister's office as such.
صدر اور وزیر اعظم کے ساتھ آپ کا کوئی براہ رابطہ ہے
نہیں جی میرا کوئی رابطہ نہیں ہے ویسے ہوں کہیں کوئی کانفرنس ہوتی ہے تو وہاں پر بلوا لیتے ہیں ہم لوگ آ جاتے ہیں لیکن کوئی وہ رابطہ نہیں ہے
I have no direct connection with them but when there is a conference there they call for us they do the communication that's happening from the government is through Ms. Niloufar Bakhtiar who is the advisor to Prime Minister on Women's Affairs So primarily, it's Ms. Niloufar Bakhtiar and her officials who are representing the government in dealing with Ms. Mukhtar Bibi.
Thank you.
Yes.
Excuse
me, Najma. We have somebody waiting this side. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. Eid Mubarak, Mukhtar Mai, aapko bahut bahut shukriya aap hamare saath aayi. Aapne Pakistan ke jagirdaron ke khilaf bahut badi jang ki aur iska bahut fakhr hai hum logo ko. Sare Pakistani bhai aapke saath hain. اور دنیا بھر کے جتنے مرد ہیں وہ آپ کے ساتھ کھڑے ہیں لیکن پاکستانی جاگیرداروں کے ساتھ خلاف جو آپ نے جنگ شروع کی ہے اس کو امریکی سرمایہ داروں کے خلاف اس کے ساتھ بھی جو ہے شروع کنٹینیو کرنی چاہیے آپ کی وہ جنگ اور امید ہے کہ آپ جو ہے اپنی جنگ کو صرف پاکستان تک محدود نہیں رکھیں گے آپ دنیا بھر میں پھیلائیں گے آپ اپنی جد و جہد جاری رکھیں
اگر آپ نے All right.
I have to translate.
Yes, no, I just wanted to translate it for the audience. It was more of a comment. He expressed his support for the work Mukhtara Bibi is doing and saying that he hopes that she will not limit her work and her struggle against feudalism in Pakistan, but will expand it and also help promote the same work in the US and other parts of the world.
جنگ لڑن میں اکیلی کا کام نہیں ہے میں سمجھتی ہوں پاکستان میں میں لڑ رہی ہوں تو وہ بھی آپ سب لوگوں کا ساتھ ہے یہاں پر بھی آپ سب لوگ کیونکہ ہم سب لوگ مل کے کچھ کریں گے تو کچھ ہوگا نا
I cannot fight the fight alone what we're doing is we have to do it together so wherever we have to do it together and if we all do it together then there will be change
Yes.